from KQED.
It's mosquito season, and that means West Nile virus is back. The Midwest outbreak this summer is the worst in U.S. history, with 50 deaths so far in Texas alone. Fewer people have gotten sick here in California, but the disease showed up earlier in the year than usual, and scientists are concerned that as the climate warms, West Nile and other mosquito-borne illnesses will gain a stronger foothold here. Molly Samuel reports for our Climate Watch project.
A pile of nondescript brown boxes sits near the door in William Risen's lab.
This came from Madeira. And we got one here from Shasta.
They're about the size of shoeboxes, but these are full of ice-cold mosquitoes.
This is from Salinas Valley, Merced. So they're from all over the state.
Mosquito control districts from every corner of California trap mosquitoes, pack them in dry ice, and send them here, the UC Davis Center for Vector-Borne Diseases, where Risen and his team test them for West Nile virus.
Each year, these three ladies test about 20,000 samples of mosquitoes and maybe 5,000 bird tissues.
By the time even a single case of West Nile hits the news, Risen's team probably already knows about it. They work closely with the mosquito control districts and state health officials, monitoring where it's active, so the districts can take action when necessary, spraying pesticides. The virus arrived in California in 2003, but the state began preparing for it 4 years prior, when it first arrived in the U.S. Now, there's an active public education program.
It's a dead bird!
Oh my gosh!
Look at Dad!
If you find a dead bird on your property, please call the California West Nile Virus Dead Bird Hotline at 1-
California has one of the best mosquito-borne disease surveillance programs in the country. We're a model state, really.
That's not just a brag. Vicki Kramer from the State Health Department says Texas officials called her office for advice when the outbreak began there. Kramer heads the program for vector-borne disease, meaning anything that humans catch from insects or some other animal instead of from each other. That includes West Nile.
It's transmitted from mosquitoes to people, and mosquitoes become infected when they pick up the virus from birds.
California takes West Nile surveillance seriously. The state collects and tests mosquitoes and dead birds and monitors flocks of chickens.
And that enables us to respond more quickly and hopefully reduce the number of human cases compared to places like Texas this year, which is having a fairly large outbreak.
There have been high numbers of infected birds and mosquitoes in California this year, too, but fewer human cases, probably because of the Mosquito Control District's efforts. But Bill Risen is more interested in the virus over the long term. A lot of that depends on mosquitoes, and a lot about mosquitoes depends on the climate. First of all, mosquitoes are cold-blooded.
So when it's hot, they're hotter. When it's cold, they're colder.
And warmer mosquitoes do everything faster. Their larvae grow faster. They digest faster. They reproduce faster.
So you have more mosquitoes biting more frequently. And then if they pick up the virus replicates faster at warmer temperatures.
And then there's drought.
Drought has a lot of effects.
In a wet year, rain washes out stormwater drains. But in a dry one, the little water there is puddles and sits there. The perfect little mosquito farms. And during a drought, birds gather around whatever water they can find. So if there are a few infected ones, the disease can spread more easily to the rest of the group. In a windowless office downstairs from Risen's lab, Chris Barker crunches numbers on West Nile. One thing he studies is how temperature affects disease transmission.
Right now in places like the Central Valley, transmission's already pretty efficient in midsummer.
So Barker says climate change probably won't make West Nile virus any worse in the Central Valley during the height of the season. But at the beginning of the summer and along the coast, warmer temperatures will make a difference. And Bill Risen says that won't be the only difference.
I don't think West Nile will be the last virus to show up.
Other, less familiar ones may appear, like Rift Valley fever virus, Japanese encephalitis, dengue fever, and something called chikungunya virus, which has nothing to do with chickens. As the world gets warmer and more connected, the changing climate will provide new opportunities for vectors and viruses to expand their territories. And labs like Risen's will need to be even more vigilant in order to protect the public. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Yolo County.
Want to see what nearly 150,000 mosquitoes look like? Don't worry, they're in a jar and on our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch.